We're visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you guys played twice this week, going 1-1. You lost by 7 to Lebo, 46-39. However, you bounced back with a 59-30 win over Northern Heights on Tuesday. You guys have had a tough stretch here. You lost at Osage back last Friday, and then you defeated Linden by 3. But, you know, just how is this tough stretch helping you guys prepare for the postseason?
Well, listen, it's nice to win, but even to lose and to play well against good teams, I think is more important at this time of the year. But you just cannot let any loss affect your confidence in what you are. Osage played really well against us, and we got beat. I didn't think we played badly. We had a bad stretch of about 3 minutes that just killed us. But for the most part, we played well. We turned right around and played Lebo, which is probably the best team on our schedule, and played them right to the end and felt good about that. Those got to be confidence builders. But in this world we live in, a loss is a loss, and you know, you're supposed to feel bad about it. You just got to some way find a way to feel good about it, feel you know, find the good things that you did, and go from there, because we did play really well against Northern Heights. They've not had a really good year, but hey, so be it. And now we turn right around and play again a team probably very equal to Lebo in Eureka. They've only got 2 losses. Played who did they play last night? They played last night and got a 16-point win against Cherryvale. Didn't think of it. Cherryvale beat us by about 15, and Eureka beats them about 16. So I think what we got coming on Monday against Eureka would be a really good test for us.
How valuable was it to have some practice today to get ready for that? Because, you know, I mean, with not playing tonight, it's practice time. How beneficial was it to have something today going into Monday night?
Well, I prefer not to practice on weekends, and we aren't going to this weekend. We prepared as best we could for Eureka today in our morning practice, and we'll have just a quick walkthrough on Monday before we go to Eureka. You know, we've had really 3 pretty good practices. Played on Tuesday night, and we had practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're not hurting for practices. We continue to work on the things that we do. Don't worry too much about what the other people do. That's kind of my philosophy.
We're visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, final regular season game coming up on Monday night at Eureka. As you mentioned, they played on last night against Cherryvale and won that game. And what challenges lie ahead? Because I believe you guys will play a quarterfinal game at some point next week with the way the sub-state schedule is formatted.
Yeah, for sure we're going to play on Thursday at home. We are the number 2 seed. Madison's the number 1 seed. And as it looks right now, we'll be playing Oswego, which is where the home site for the sub-state is. Oswego's had a long year. Don't want to overlook them at all this time of year. You know, one and you lose one, you're gone. So we're looking forward to that. And as I just told them in practice, this game against Eureka is kind of a free one in a way, because it doesn't count against us or for us in terms of our postseason for this first sub-state thing. We're number 2 seed no matter what, and we'll play the number 7 seed. And so this game on Monday night, it'll be a good warm-up for us. Hopefully play well. It'll be wonderful to win. It'll be tough, but that's why we go down there. That's why you play the game. That's why you keep score. And Eureka's, I think, really nice team. As I said, I saw them play last night. And solid team, well-coached, Shelley Hoyt is a longtime girls coach in Kansas, won several state championships at Hoxie, and has had really good teams at Eureka. So good challenge. That's what we want right now this time of year.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Monday night against Eureka, and best of luck coming up in Substate. And hopefully we'll be talking more about you guys playing in a couple weeks.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Dylan. We appreciate everything you do.
That's Opie Girls Basketball Coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.